Cloudy start, but dry start for the morning tomorrow. Overnight lows of low 60s. Steady highs tomorrow, low 60s, and very windy. Rounds of showers are coming in likely for the afternoon tomorrow. Taper down and ending tomorrow night. Breezy and cooler Sunday with the morning lows of 50s. Gusty for the afternoon, partly sunny. Sunday afternoon's highs of low 60s. Sunshine and a chilly Monday in the morning, 40s and 30s. Ralph Sanjeet, WGSO.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
Hi, welcome to another edition of In the Red Zone. We're live here for 1 hour here at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, right off the I-10 exit here. At Veterans, they're open every day, 9 to 9, excluding Sunday. They got this beautiful gray silver truck here that's waiting for somebody to buy it. So come on down here, and they're open tomorrow, obviously, tomorrow, Saturday as well, so 9 to 9. But, you know, we're going to talk Saints football here, but we have a conference in town. We're going to talk to one of those gentlemen. But we're going to start off with something that everybody loves in New Orleans. That's bourbon. And I was... They were gracious enough to invite me to a great event just recently with the original Bourbon Club. And that gentleman who was there to greet everybody, the host, is Ed Shedlock, who's with me this evening. So, Ed, thanks for joining me tonight.
Well, hey, Mitch. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good meeting you over there, and that was a great event. And you know, we have so much history with bourbon in this area. We've got the Bourbon Festival that we cover, and you guys have been around for a while doing your thing. So tell us a little bit about how you put together the original Bourbon Club and what you guys do, and you know, what events you are involved with, and how you get involved with the community as well.
Absolutely. Well, the original Bourbon Club started as the Mandeville Bourbon Club about 10 years ago, obviously in Mandeville. It was literally just a bunch of guys that got together that enjoyed drinking bourbon. And as it grew, they decided, you know, there's probably other people that like to do this. So they decided to start a nonprofit, and they expanded to chapters. And so they had a Mandeville chapter first. I run the French Quarter chapter, but there are chapters in Metairie. There's a chapter in Covington, one in the West Bank, and we have several. We have one in Texas, one in Virginia, one in Tennessee. So it's grown. We've got about 400 members now. But what we do is we get together for several reasons. One, we're very focused on a charitable community, so we. You know, we try to give back to the community in any way we can, and we support several efforts. Most notably, we do a lot of cancer donations. I was lucky enough to be an ambassador with the Real Men Wear Pink Association with the American Cancer Society. So we raise money and donate money for that. But ultimately, what the TOBC does is we get together four times a year. Every chapter has four tastings, so there's six chapters in Louisiana, so don't check my math, but six times four is 24 tastings a year you can go to if you become a member, and we taste a variety of different bourbons. Some are really hard to find, some are more common. We do blind tastings, we do networking, but the main thing we do is we send people to distilleries all around the country, and we pick out barrels, and then we take these barrels, we get them bottled, and those are private bottles for our members only. So And we had some really good selections the last two or three years. And we do seven or eight of these barrel selections a year. And once they're gone, they're gone. And these are very affordable. They're bottles for the members that cost between $35 and $65. Very affordable to join the club. It's $20 a month. You can join for 1 month. You can join for a year. There's no contract. I always invite people to come to a tasting for free without obligation and just see what it's about. So the tasting that you came to, and by the way, thank you for coming. I hope you had a good time. That was a combination between my chapter, the French Quarter chapter, and the Metairie chapter. And we do it at the Hilton Riverside almost every year now. The general manager there is a member of my chapter, so they look out for us. And you were there. It's just very informal. A lot of food, a lot of good people, a lot of good music, and we just, you know, we talk about bourbon and we have fun.
Yeah, it was a great event. Hilton's a great hotel, and I love that bar. And and there's a lot of bourbon going on in this area. I mean, you think about the Bourbon Festival coming in the spring that Tracy Napolitano handles, and you think about the Sazerac House with. Where they do a lot of events there as well, a lot of bourbon tastings there, and like you guys, what you guys are doing. And so I guess the question I want to ask is, there's always, people think about what are the best bourbon drinks. I guess that's a subjective kind of question. But, when I cover a lot of events, as you know, you and I talk for a few minutes, and I always look to see what kind of bourbon they have because I'm a little bit picky on what bourbon. But also, I'm always interested in what different bourbon drinks they can make. I know everybody knows about an Old Fashioned, for example, which some people think it's better to have a rye with that. But what do you guys think? I know you can talk about tastings and all the great bourbons you've had because there's so many different options there. But what are like the great bourbon drinks that you can tell our audience?
Well, I think you hit on it. I definitely think an Old Fashioned is up there. Very simple, very classic. I also think a Manhattan is fantastic, either with bourbon or rye. And we pretty much use bourbon or rye. We interchange them. So they are both good depending on what you like, your own palate likes. Another drink that is a classic to New Orleans that's making a huge comeback is the Vieux-Carré cocktail. Which is fantastic, and that is bourbon, sweet vermouth, cognac, and B&B, and then you add some bitters of both Angostura bitters and Peychaud's bitters. And it is a strong drink. It is a sipper, but it's a classic cocktail. And the good thing about bourbon is there are some incredible bourbons that are $22 that you can buy that are just everyday sippers, whether you use them in cocktails or not. And Jimmy Russell, who is the master distiller of Wild Turkey, he's been the master distiller for over 60 years. I asked him, I said, Jimmy, what's the best way to drink bourbon? He says, any way you like it, which is perfect because if you want to make a mint julep and use bourbon, you want to make a Boulevardier, you want to make a Manhattan, you want to, everything, or just drink it, on the rocks or neat. It is the only truly all-American spirit, okay? It was, born in Kentucky, but it can be made anywhere in the continental U.S., but it is unique, and it is hugely popular in England and Japan and Germany. They cannot get enough bourbon because it is quintessential American, and I think we need to be proud of that. And Louisiana has a strong tie to bourbon. If it wasn't for the city of New Orleans and the state of Louisiana, bourbon as we know it now probably wouldn't exist.
But the thing that's helped bourbon too is there's been a lot of like good free advertising. Like you think about like movies and television. You think about Dallas when JR used to drink at the Cattlemen's Club, a Bourbon and Branch, for example. And even you talk about Japan as well, and you had Bill Murray in that movie talking about that drink, that typical type of bourbon as well. So it's gotten great marketing, and they've done such a wonderful job. But Ed, a couple more minutes to go. Give us your final thoughts. How do people join your club? That's a good question to ask you. So before we let you go.
Really easy. We have a simple website, and it's called theoriginalbourbonclub.com. And if you go there, you can click on who our bourbon barons are, and I'm a bourbon baron. Find my name, Click on it. It's got my email address there. If you want to get more information, I will gladly send it out. There's no obligation. As I said, you are free to attend the tasting. We love to have guests. If you want to join, great. If you want to, the caveat is you can only get the private bottled stuff if you are a paid member. So, okay. But again, you can join for a month or you can join for a year. But no, bourbon brings people together, and whether you drink it with water on the rocks in a cocktail or straight, really, you can't go wrong.
Well, hey, it sounds great. Hopefully, I'll see you down the road because I'm always interested in those bourbon tastes. But Ed, thanks for joining me. Happy holidays, and hopefully, we'll see each other real soon in the new year.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. You have a great holiday season yourself. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Sounds great. That was Ed Shedlock with the Original Bourbon Club. And we're going to take our first break. We're live here at Premier Nissan until 6. We'll be back with more of the show live right after these messages.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Doranax. All right, we're back here live at Premier Nissan. We'll be here till 6 p.m. We'll be back, of course, on Monday. But we've got a couple of guests coming up in the second half of the show to talk about the Saints hosting the New York Football Giants, and then we'll talk more about that. You know, the aftermath of the game on Monday. But I'm impressed with this conference going on right now. Neural IPS went to a really nice event last night at this restaurant I'd never been to before. Plates on. Annunciation, but they're here for a week, and we, you know, I cover a lot of conferences, and they're usually not, you know, just about 3 or 4 days. So I'm impressed with that, and I talked to a lot of people there, and they said they're here the whole week, which is great for New Orleans, great for our business. So we've got a gentleman who's involved with the conference. He's a professor at Tulane, and I'm gonna call him Professor Ham, so I don't want to butcher his first name. So Professor, thanks for joining me this evening.
Well, thank you for having me, Mitch.
Yeah, so, but like I was telling you, I was very impressed. I went to an event last night, I talked to a bunch of the people, the attendees, I guess you would call them, and they're here all week, so we thank them. I mean, you're locally based, obviously being at Tulane, but it's great for the city to have people here all week, hopefully spending money staying at the hotels. But anyway, so tell us about this conference, the significance of it, because I know you're here they're here for a whole week. You've got some big boys like Google, for example, are here. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. So this conference called NeurIPS, and it's the largest and one of the most cutting-edge technical AI conferences. So it started in 1987, and this is the second year that it took place in New Orleans. And there was about 13,000 attendees this year. So it's huge. And tomorrow will mark the last day.
Yeah, and I asked that question too. I'm glad you just jogged my memory, because AI has become a huge topic, artificial intelligence. I don't know a lot about it. But you can explain to us about AI. What are the issues involving it? What are you guys trying to accomplish with this conference and this group that you said comes together annually now? So talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So it's one of the largest conferences. So basically, all aspects of AI you can think of is discussed. It's mostly technical, but we talk about basic foundations and math behind AI and a lot of applications of AI, where it can be used for in medicine, chemistry, material design, engineering, finance, and everything. I mean, most of the attendees are like PhD level or PhD students, so like there's really active research exchange going on in this conference. And there are other conferences more for the public, but this is mostly for people from academia industries who are pushing the envelope of this technology.
Yeah, I was going to, we do sports too here, and I was thinking about some of these football games. I don't know if you follow the NFL, for example, the NBA, but I'm thinking to myself, maybe we'd be better off with robots as referees than human beings. But I always make a joke about that, Professor, because of course you have to have human element there to put this stuff together, to have the robots and to however you would have to do that. So I just make a joke about that. But are we close to kind of that, where we would have robots or that kind of thing doing a lot of the work, which we don't want to take away jobs from people, obviously, but where is that? Because I don't understand exactly where we're going with AI. So why don't you explain that to us?
So you might have heard of ChatGPT, which came out about a year ago. And it's one of the something called large language models. And nowadays, most people are aware what LLMs can do. It can write reports for you. It can summarize. It can write, basically anything written in English and in many other languages. So we think that the level of AI to compose a meaningful, structured writing has reached very close to a level an intelligent human can. So that only came out last year, and we're now seeing a lot of application of this in all kinds of areas. But I'm particularly interested in education part, because it's not just about the technology, but there's a widening gap of the accessibility and knowledge about AI for people who doesn't have the same amount of accessibility to this technology. So I was an outreach chair of this program, and the goal of which is to give back to the local community by engaging the students in the Louisiana area and let them participate in the conference in some meaningful way. So we had a good turnout of local Louisiana students and faculty from Louisiana Tech, ULL, LSU, UNO, Dillard, and Tulane universities. And we had a good mix of female, male students and undergraduate, who came here and had a very meaningful experience of learning what AI is about.
Well, like I said, I just I just say hope the future's bright and that we can control it, because there seem to be a lot of national media reporting that there's risks involved. So we got to let you go in a couple minutes, but just address that particular issue. So you feel pretty good about the future of AI, that we can regulate it properly. We're not going to have to deal with any of these concerns.
Well, so it's not all rosy about the future of what AI will bring, but AI itself is not like a, it's a tool. It's a magnifier of the social problems we already have. I mean, people use ChatGPT and AI, students use it to cheat in the writing reports and doing homework, but cheating has always been there. AI just happened to facilitate doing this. And, you know, the fake images, fake voices, this problem has already been there, but now it's become easier to use AI tools to do so. So it's just simply magnifying, bring to the front the problems we had with technology, not limited to AI. Since so many people are aware of what AI can do, I'm positive about that we will bring a good solution to the new coming problems that AI brings into.
Hey, it sounds great. Hey, I'm glad you came on and explained a lot of those particular issues, and hopefully the future will be positive. And you know, like I said, we've been dealing with the issues before AI came into existence. So see how that goes. But anyway, Professor, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it. And I'm glad they came for a week. It's great. It's great for New Orleans, and hopefully we'll learn a lot from that. So thanks again for joining me tonight.
Thank you for inviting.
Okay, thank you. That was Professor Ham. Good stuff for that NeurIPS convention here in New Orleans all week. Second half of the show, we're going to talk to Gary Smith from the Advocate, and then Brett Martell from the Associated Press about the Saints. I'll just give you the numbers. I was talking to one of the guys here. The Saints are a 5.5-point favorite over the Giants, who have won 3 in a row. You know, the Giants had only won 2 games. They've won 3 in a row, so now they're 5-8. So mathematically, if the Giants win the rest of their games, which means they would have to beat the Saints, of course, on Sunday, they would be 9-8, could possibly get in as a wild card. I think they probably would get in as a wild card the way the NFC is going at 9-8. They're 2-5 on the road. Saints are 6-7, 3-3 at home. Kendra Miller is out. Olave Williams and Ramczyk are questionable, but I think they're all expected to play. Both teams have a turnover ratio of +6, which is really good. We talked about the Giants have won 3 in a row. Red zone offense, the Saints are 50%. That's 22nd in the NFL. That's scoring a touchdown inside the 20-yard line. The Giants are 29th. They're one of the worst teams in the league scoring touchdowns in the red zone. That's a good stat for the Saints. Third down. Offensively, the Saints are at 37%. That's 19th in getting a first down and keeping the ball, not turning it over for the defense. The Giants are 31%. That's the second last. They're second last in the NFL in getting first downs. That's another good stat for the Saints. Time possession, Saints are 30-47. Giants are 29-41. Red zone defensively, the Saints are 53%. Giants are 60%. Then third down defensively, the Saints are 39%, which is 9th in the NFL, and the Giants are 35%. So anyway, that's the tale of the tape. Derek Carr's got 13 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, which means he's only throwing 1 touchdown per game. That's not great. We'll go all over those numbers in the second half of the show. We're live here at Premier Nissan till 6 o'clock, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metro meets Kettle, right off the I-10 exit at Veterans. We got Gary Smith and Brett Martell coming on to talk about the Saints-Giants game this Sunday. And we'll be back to talk Saints football live at Premier Nissan in the red zone right after these messages.
Pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, called DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Who wants to be attorney?
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. For the first time since he was elected House Speaker, Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson got a chance to spend the weekend in his district. During his time back home, Johnson visited one of his favorite breakfast spots, Strawn's Eat Shop in Shreveport. He held a town hall meeting televised by the Fox News Network.
There's a lot of issues on the hearts and minds of the American people, and the folks of this area is no different, of course. They're worried about the open border and inflation and the fentanyl crisis and, the economy.
Work continues on trying to identify the remains of a body found in 2005 in an oil drum encased in cement in the Natchitoches Parish town of Clarence. The case is being profiled at a lab in Texas. Director of Operations at Ortham Labs, Colby Lazion, says funding is a major hurdle, and they're raising funds at DNASolves.com.
The goal is $7,500, and that will basically cover from evidence receipt to answers back to the agency.
LRN.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Christmas is a special but busy time for Louisiana families. Our goal is to help them save time for enjoying the company of other loved ones. The Incredible Edible Egg makes the most of the holiday season by offering tasty recipes sure to delight. Visit LAEgg.com for time-saving recipes, ideas, and tips on the versatility of eggs. This message is brought to you by the Louisiana Egg Commission. I'm Commissioner Mike Strain, reminding you to include the incredible edible egg at your Christmas
table.
This
is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle, Hope It Bugs You.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
We're back here live at Premier Diesel. We'll be here till 6 p.m. talking Saints football. Saints Giants play, of course, on Sunday at high noon in the Superdome. And my next guest is Gary Smith with The Advocate. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this evening. Gary, are you there? Hey, Gary, so thanks for joining me. And so, Gary, you know, the first thing I'm surprised about is that the Saints are a 5.5-point favorite in this game. So is that surprise you as well?
No, the odds don't surprise. It is interesting, but we've watched the Saints. We know they have not played well this year. It is interesting that if you look at the NFC in point differential, the Saints are tied for fourth in the NFC at plus 24, only 2 points behind the Lions. And let's look at the Giants. They're minus 131 in point differential. So, yeah, they've won three games in a row. They were impressive on Monday night. But the other wins were against the Commanders and the Patriots, who can't score on anyone. So I think that's where the spread's coming from. I don't think the betting public is buying into the dream quarterback scenario that's going on. Do I think the Saints are going to win? Would I pick the Giants to cover that spread? Absolutely. But I can understand why the spread is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, they've won three in a row, but it's nobody that's that big of a deal. I know they did beat the Packers the other night, but, you know, if you're Saints, the Saints really almost have to win every game. If you look at the schedules for Atlanta and Tampa Bay, it's almost that point. If they win their last four, they win the division, obviously. But DeVito has played fairly well. I know he's got eight touchdowns and three interceptions, but I thought he looked pretty good against. He went right down the field on that last drive.
He looked good in that game, no doubt.
Yeah, but is it one of those situations where you're going to get more film on this guy, you're going to learn more about this guy, and he's going to change? Because a lot of guys look great for a couple of weeks, and then suddenly everybody figures them out. And this guy, there was a reason why this guy was not the starter, and Daniel Jones was a starter, and there was another quarterback, I think, in between. So. And he did not look good at all against the Cowboys. The Giants really didn't look good. So what kind of DeVito are we going to expect to see on Sunday?
That's the question. I have not. He did look good against the Packers. I have no idea how he looked before then because I wasn't even aware of this story until the Packers game. And I'm looking at the score. They beat the Patriots 10-7. So he obviously didn't play great in that game. The Commanders are really in disarray defensively. So I don't know. I will say Minnesota's quarterback, when he came in this year, he was really hot for a while, and he's been so god awful lately that he got benched finally because he was absolutely pathetic. I have a hard time. I tend to go the other way when I hear these magical stories. Hey, how cool is it? This guy's living with his parents. He's from the area. It's just an incredible story. Well, there's usually a reason that it's an incredible story because it's not sustainable. They're comparing him to Linsanity right now. That wasn't sustainable. So, yeah, I'm skeptical as to his long-term effectiveness, but he's certainly effective enough and played well enough. If he plays like against the Saints like he did against the Packers, the Saints certainly may have a hard time winning the game. We'll have to see. If I'm the Saints, I'm maybe more concerned at the other side of the ball because the Giants are the top blitzing team in the NFL. And we've seen the Saints protection issues quite a bit this year. And I think if the Saints can handle that pressure and if Derek Carr can make quick decisions, which has clearly not been his strength this year, I like the Saints' chances to win the game. But if Derek Carr is sitting there patting the ball, holding the ball, looking indecisive, that spells trouble.
Yeah, I like the Saints too in this game. I just think the Giants have won three in a row. Mm-hmm. I just I think that, that Vegas knows something. Then while they're a 5.5-point favorite, they are fourth on third in third down defense, and so you know, they've got their defense is pretty good actually. You think about that, but and then you got to worry about Saquon Barkley, and the Saints have not been great against the run recently. No. So is he expect? I mean, I believe he's healthy. He's going to play, and they do have you know, a reason to play, to try to win the game, because they are. If they win their last four games, they would be probably in the playoffs. The way that the NFC is going, they would be a wild card. So, what do you think the Saints need to do beyond just you say they've got to protect Carr? He's got to release the ball. And do you think the Saints can run the ball against the Giants on Sunday?
Yeah, a little bit. Alvin Kamara has looked pretty good this year. He just can't get explosive plays for whatever reason. I mean, obviously, the Saints aren't, they're just not a great running team, but I think they can have some success. That's not going to be the ticket to win by itself. No, I do think the key is can't give up the big runs to Saquon Barkley. As long as he looked pretty good against the Packers when he wasn't just randomly dropping the ball at the end of the play after when he wasn't touched, which came very close to costing them the game against the Packers. But that is a concern, because the Saints have given up a fair amount of big running plays, and you can't be giving up the 30, 40 yard runs. And if the Saints can keep them from doing that, it's gonna be a close game, I'm sure, like almost all of the Saints games have been. But I do, if the Saints can keep them from hurting them with the big plays, I would pick the Saints to win. But I think this game's going to be settled late, one way or the other.
Well, the Saints really, to me, really need to win this game beyond just what you think. The Saints need to win the last four, because they got to play the Rams on the road on a short week, I believe, and that's not going to be an easy game. And I think they can beat Tampa and Atlanta, obviously. And we're saying that, I think Atlanta, I believe, plays Carolina this week, I believe. So it's like they're not going to lose that game. Nobody's going to lose to Carolina. So. The Saints have to stay at that pace. You know, they have to be tied with Atlanta going into that last game. We've already talked about this. So what about, like, putting pressure on DeVito? You think that if the Saints can get – I know they've struggled with the pass rush for many different reasons, but can they put pressure on DeVito? Because I think that would solve the problem as well.
Sure. History says they're not going to have to do a great job in that department this year, but it certainly that's the goal every week, and it's certainly possible. I don't agree with you that the Saints have to win all four games. I just don't think – I don't care who these teams – I agree with you about Carolina. The teams aren't going to lose to them, but other than that, I think splitting these two and then winning the last two would be good enough for the Saints to win the division. I'm not guaranteeing that, but I think that's the case. But I think this is a must-win, because I don't like the Saints' chances on a short week on the road against a Rams team that's quite simply just playing better than the Saints. I don't think the Saints would go on the road against, I can't remember, maybe that was a home game, but it could play Baltimore and should have won. Like you pointed out the last time I was on, Baltimore needed a 20 touchdown pass. The Saints, they're not at that level. They're not at the same level as the Rams right now, and it's a road game on a short week. So the Saints, absolutely, this is a must-win game. Because if they lose to the Giants at home, there's no way the Saints are going to then win three games. And then, like you pointed out, that might not be enough anyway.
Yeah. So if they win this game, they go to 7-7, and then they got a tough one against the Rams. Like I said, the goal, you just can't hope that Atlanta and Tampa are going to lose every game. Like we said, I agree with you, Carolina definitely, but they could lose to anybody. But, I mean, realistically, you would think that Atlanta and Tampa can at least win two of their last four. And so that puts the Saints in the position where they've got to be, they can only lose one of the last.
Yeah.
They got to win at Tampa, too. They got to win that game.
Those two are locked. I don't think there's any scenario, regardless of what the Saints do, if they lose to either Atlanta or Tampa, because the tiebreakers are just going to kill them. So those two are locked. I think the only one that's not at, I think they can possibly split these two. And like I just said, I think just if they're not good enough to beat the Giants at home, they're not going to make a run at the end of the year. I still think the easiest of the four games, despite the way the Giants have looked against Green Bay.
Yeah, and I was going to say that Atlanta game, I think, is going to come back to haunt them. I hate to be in my prediction. Atlanta's going to, although the way Atlanta looked against Tampa Bay could win the division still. It's not a done deal, but,
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. How do you think, I mean, if you had to, like, if I put you on the spot, what do you think is going to happen in the next few? Do you think the Saints will be in the position to play Atlanta for the divisional championship?
Not sure. I do think the Saints will win Sunday, no lock. I do think the Saints will lose the next Thursday. I do think then it comes down to whether the Saints can beat Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is not a good football team, but the Saints aren't a good football team. So I think it would come down to that. I have certainly not seen enough out of this team to make a confident prediction that they're going to be playing Atlanta for the division title, but it's certainly possible.
Well, I mean, just winning Sunday would give them hopefully a little bit of confidence, sure. You know, because beating Carolina is meaningless. But they've got to prove they can beat somebody besides Carolina, and that's
exactly.
The key right there.
They got to prove they can beat somebody that's not in last place in their division, because they only have one win all year against an opponent that isn't right now in last place in their division.
And somebody just point out to me, and we're going to let you go, that the Saints have won six games, and two of those six were against Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a great resume. that's not a great resume. But hey, Gary, we'll see how it goes Sunday, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully the Saints will pull it out. But thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks. That was Gary Smith with The Advocate. We got one more guest. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Brett Martell from the Associated Press and get his thoughts on the Saints-Giants. Like I said, the Saints are 5.5-point favorite in the game this Sunday at noon in the Superdome. The total's 39.5, and I feel good about that number just because those Vegas guys usually know what they're talking about. They wouldn't have all those expensive hotels and casinos if they didn't know what they were talking about. So we'll see how that goes. We're live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner. And we'll be back with Brett Martell from the Associated Press live here right after these messages.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster. He's a man of integrity. Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster. Who wants to be attorney?
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
All right, we're back here live at Premier Nissan with our final guest. I want to thank Ed Shedlock, of course, with the original Bourbon Club. That was a great event. They invited me to a couple of weeks ago. The NeurIPS convention with Professor Hamm. We had Gary Smith with The Advocate. I want to thank, of course, Craig Collins over here at Premier Nissan, as well as Donald, for all that great hospitality, and all the great people at WGSO Radio Ronald and all the great staff there. But my final guest is with the Associated Press. He is Brett Martell. So, Brett, thanks for joining me this evening.
Yeah, good to be on with you.
All right, hey, so good talking to you, man. So I had not looked at the spread in this game until this afternoon, getting ready for the show, and I see the Saints are a 5.5-point favorite. Because somebody had asked me earlier in the day what I thought. I said, I think they'd probably be like a 3 or 3-point favorite, maybe. 5.5, I can understand it. Total's 39.5. But does that surprise you in any way? I know the Giants had only won 2 games. They won 3 in a row. I thought they looked pretty good overall against Green Bay the other night. I mean, you got this great story in Tommy DeVito, the quarterback. You know, he's one of those Rudy type guys, or kind of maybe Vinsanity they've compared him to as well. But what are your thoughts on the Saints being favored by 5.5? Does that surprise you, or you think the Saints clearly should be the favorite by that spread, and you expect the Saints to win the football?
Yeah, I think it might have a little more to do with matchups and the fact that Dennis Allen defenses have been really, really good against inexperienced quarterbacks for the most part. You know, even though they lost to Green Bay, they really, even in that game, you know, they pretty much were lights out until, like, that fourth quarter run where they kind of fell apart. You know, they've been really good against Bryce Young a couple of times. And I think that maybe they just sense that this is going to be a Dennis Allen defense in the Superdome is going to be a tough environment for a highly inexperienced quarterback, regardless of how well he has been able to, or how opportunistic he's been in the last couple games. And the Saints are also pretty good in terms of takeaways generally this year. They have been. And so, you know, those could be some factors. I think another factor could be that Derek Carr has had another week to get over the injuries that knocked him out of the Detroit game. And there may be an expectation that he'll fare slightly better than he has. And also, the Saints have improved in the red zone dramatically in the last 2 weeks. And some of that seems to be tied to Jimmy Graham, who has 2 touchdown catches in the last 2 games. But I think when you factor all those things in, it might be just nudging the spread up in favor of the Saints just a little bit.
Yeah, the red zone, the Saints are now 22nd, not 29th, and they're at 50%, 1 out of 2, so they have improved. I mean, they had a 5-for-5 red zone a couple of weeks ago and still lost the game to Detroit. They were 3-for-4 last week, so they've been like 8 of 9 in the last 2 weeks, which is as good as anybody, probably better than just about everybody, so that's why they've nudged up in that. Carr still only has 13 touchdown passes in 13 games. It's only 1 a game. That's not great for the amount of money they're paying him. Obviously, I know he's had some injuries, and there have been other issues as well. So what do you think the Saints need to do to win this football game? I mean, they're dealing with a guy who's he's a great story, but he's a young guy. He's not very inexperienced quarterback, but he's hot right now. So what do you think the Saints defensively will do against Tommy DeVito?
Well, I would expect them to, you know, just load up on the coverages and, you know, try to confuse them with the coverages more so than the pressure, pick and choose their spots with pressure. And then they're just going to have to do something that they haven't done very well, which is just contain him a little bit more. You know, cause he's obviously been able to make plays with his feet and that hasn't been the Saints' forte on defense. They've kind of struggled with that a little bit.
Yeah, that's what makes me a little bit nervous, is that they've had difficulties with quarterbacks with mobility, and he threw that great pass, touchdown pass, in the second half of that game in the corner of the end zone when he was on the run. That was really impressive for a guy who's had so little experience. So that concerns me a little bit. So I think they, like, contain him in the pocket is a good idea. What about on the other side of the ball? When the Saints have the ball, like you said, they've improved dramatically in the red zone. They have not run the ball very well overall. Kendre Miller's still out. Jamal Williams is questionable, but I'm expecting him probably to play. Do you think the Saints feel like it's important to win the battle of time of possession to try to get sustained drives and try to run the clock and try to run the ball? Or what do you think they're going to do offensively?
Well, you know, I think that they've been having more success with the running game, and I think that they would like to, and because their defense is still generally, I mean, overall compared to the rest of the league, still pretty good, although it's had some rough patches lately. It would be in their interest to, you know, try to start quickly, get a lead, and possess the ball, and run or do the short passing game as much as they can. But if Rashid Shaheed is indeed able to be effective, you know, I mean, he's trying to come back this week, that would also, you know, forcing the Giants to defend the run could open up some opportunities down the field for a player like him. And then we'll just have to see with Chris Olave, because obviously he hasn't practiced all week, but he's been listed as questionable. So there's a, you know, there's a chance that he would play without having practiced, although that is highly unusual.
Yeah, and also their special teams did play well last week, so we'll see how it goes. And it's really almost a must-win game. I mean, you could make that argument, Brett, because the next game is on a short week, and the Rams are playing probably better than the Saints right now on the road, and that's going to be a tough one for the Saints to win. So I think it becomes – how important do you think this game is? I think it's very important the Saints win this game this Sunday. What do you think?
I think it's really important. I mean, one problem for the Saints is that a lot of their wins are in the AFC so far, and so they need to, you know, now they need to win some NFC games. The game on Thursday in LA does look more difficult than it would have looked a few weeks ago. This is a really big game, obviously, for both teams. I mean, the Giants were a two-win team 3 weeks ago, and all of a sudden now they're like one game behind the last wild card spot with four games to go. So they have kind of an outside chance if they continue to make this run to sneak in, at least a mathematical chance. And so this ends up being like a very, very high stakes game for both teams. And there could actually, you know, for 5-8 versus 6-7, it could be highly intense on the field because of how high the stakes are for both teams. And it could end up being very compelling football. Or it could be, I mean, I don't want to make any guarantees. It could also just look like 5-8 against 6-7. We'll have to see.
Yeah, like last week was not a great game, but the Giants are better than Carolina, so people need to remember that. Saints did beat Carolina. Two of their six wins were against Carolina, which is not the greatest resume, but we'll see how it goes on Sunday, so let's hope the Saints can pull it out and be ready to go on Thursday against the Rams in L.A. So, Brett, hey, thanks for joining me. It's always a pleasure. She'll see you on Sunday. Have a great weekend, and let's hope the Saints can pull out the victory on Sunday.
Right, you have a great weekend, too. And, yeah, most of the Saints victories are against teams currently in last place. So that's a good point you made.
Yeah, that's like I said, that's not a great resume. But you play who you have to play. I mean, it's been an easy schedule, so we'll see how that goes. But, anyway, hey, thanks for joining me, and I'll see you Sunday at the game.
You got it, Mitch. Take care.
All right, I want to thank all our great guests. Again, we had Ed Shedlock with the Original Bourbon Club with us. We also had the Neural Ips convention with a professor from Tulane. Professor Hammer spoke with us. We also had Gary Smith from The Advocate and Brett Martel also with the Associated Press. And we talked about the fact I like the Saints. You know, I wouldn't bet this game. I think it's just too tough to call. But 5.5, Saints are the favorite. I would take the Saints and lay the points. Giants have won 3 in a row. I just think they're just due not to have a good football game. And DeVito has played well, but he's had his ups and downs. So I like the Saints in the game. They need the game. It's a very important game because of the short week Thursday against the Rams. So we'll see how it goes this Sunday. We'll be back, of course, on Monday to recap the Saints versus the Giants and talk about that Thursday game with the Rams as well. So we want to wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Have a great, safe weekend. There's supposed to be rain coming. The New Orleans Bowl is tomorrow afternoon. Support the New Orleans Bowl. So that's tomorrow in the Superdome. Then we got the Saints on Sunday also in the Superdome against the New York Football Giants. So everybody have a great week. We're live here at Premier Nice on 6636 Veterans Boulevard. We'll be back here at Premier Nice on Monday to recap all the great the Saints game as well. So everybody have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday at 5 p.m.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related healthcare. Call them today at 504-821-2574.